And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the legend, Seth the Stud. It's my first podcast. I've been wanting to make a podcast for a while. Not just a podcast, but start making podcasts on a regular basis. I've seen other people make podcasts, I've listened to podcasts, and they're usually, they can be boring, but I think if you get the right person, and they talk about the right things that you're interested in, and whatnot, podcasts can be very, interesting, right? Podcasts are great for just, doing something that doesn't really require you to hear very well or anything like that, and then, you know, is listening to the podcast. So, for example, let's say I'm, you know, playing video games and listening to a podcast, or cleaning my room and listening to a podcast, or, you know, whatever it is. I could be playing sports and listening to a podcast, right? Like, I think the multitasking ability of podcasts is really, I think, part of what makes podcasts so great. And, you know, when you have phones and stuff nowadays, technology we have, you can make podcasts mobile, so it's not like you have to be home to listen to them or anything like that. I think podcasts are awesome. I've been wanting to make them, and you can just really, all you got to do is talk. Don't be super boring, which hopefully I'm not going to be boring, because I'm actually doing a solo podcast. I was going to do a podcast with my friends, but I didn't really, for some reason the recording like stopped early. I'm not 100% sure what happened, but I don't know, we're like 20 minutes in and it just kicked us out or whatever. I don't know, maybe it lagged out or something, I don't know. My friend doesn't want to restart it, which is understandable. So now I'm just gonna do a solo podcast, and we were gonna talk about the NBA and stuff, but I figured if I'm doing a solo podcast and it's my first podcast, I should probably talk about myself instead of just getting, because you don't know anything about me, unless of course one of my friends, but if you're just a random person that's just, you know, meeting me or listening to me or seeing me or whatever for the first time, listening to this for the first time, obviously you're not going to know me, you're not going to know anything about me, and I think you should know some of my background, just to kind of not have there be too many mysteries about me. Oh my god, voice crack, that was pretty bad. Not too many mysteries about me. It's a solo podcast. I'm not with anybody. But obviously in the future, for like the next podcast, like not just the future, but like I don't think I'll do hardly any podcasts with just myself, maybe just this one, and that's probably it. If I can anyway. And I don't even think, honestly, I don't even really think podcasts are meant to be, like a one-person thing. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I don't know, it's, podcasts are so much better with, like, three or four people, you know, or more. And really, I think the people who really inspired me to make a podcast, to start wanting to make podcasts, was the Misfits. If you guys know who those are, you know, main people in the Misfits are like Fitz, Swagger Souls, John on the Radio, Zuckles, Cryos, Smitty. You know, those kind of they're just people that play video games, right? And they've kind of their group name, they call themselves the Misfits. And their podcasts are cool. And I was actually watching one of their podcasts today. And it just really inspired me. I really wanted to make one, so I'm gonna do that. I was gonna talk about the NBA, like I said, but because of the all of a sudden kind of change of events, the misfortune that was brought my way, let's talk about myself now. So to start off, my name is Seth. As you can probably tell by the intro, I said Seth. I think I said Seth the Stud. Which is what my old PlayStation name, PSN username used to be. It's no longer that. It's now Busty Stepsis. So, there's that. So, I'm Seth. Seth Adams. And I am actually in high school. I'm 16 years old. And I'm in high school. I just finished my sophomore year. But unfortunately, I'm in summer school. Because I'm a fucking retard. Now I'm in summer school. I just started summer school like about a week ago. And now I'm really starting to consider just dropping. Okay, so here's the thing. I've been trying to find ways, you know, alternative ways to make money other than like normal jobs, you know, something like construction or whatever. Like, I don't want to have a normal job, you know. Fuck, dude. I only voice crack, I think, when I'm trying not to voice crack, or when I'm talking in like a low tone, you know, like down here, you know. You know, when I'm talking like this and I'm kind of talking low, like my voice gets kind of messed, you know. My voice gets fucked up. So hopefully, so I don't want, but that's the thing, I don't want to yell. So like, I need to, like, if I project my voice more, my voice cracks less. It's weird. But like, at the same time, I don't want to yell, you know. I want to just like talk normally. So these voice cracks are going to happen. Honestly, I'm probably just going to disregard them from this point on. Like, I'm probably just going to not say anything about them, or maybe just briefly, I don't know. So my situation that I'm in right now, I'm kind of like not really going to pass high school. So my freshman year, my first semester, I did all, like, I really didn't do good, but like for my standards, I did like average. Like, I did all right. I wasn't really that great. There was actually a program that let me do summer school before my freshman year. So like before I was even actually in school, it like went to high school before I was even actually attending that school. I actually went to summer school, and you might think that's fucking retarded, and it kind of is. But the thing about it was, I did it because I actually never like did any of the, like, all the stuff that you were supposed to do over the summer for my high school, or like towards the end of the eighth grade year, you know, go on like the tour and stuff and like look around the school, whatever, and, you know, find where everything is, you know, and stuff like that. All the stuff that you were supposed to do at that time, I didn't do. I don't know why. So I had no idea what I was doing going to that school, going into the school year. I was just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. So I decided that I was going to take summer school, and it gave me five, if I passed it, it would give me 5 credits, right? And there, obviously it's an easy class. And it was kind of fun. It wasn't that bad, actually, to be honest with you, because I had, I had a couple friends, and, it really wasn't that bad. That was actually probably the best summer of my life, to be honest with you. There was a lot going on. I had one of my best friends that was literally next door neighbors with me, and we played basketball all the time and whatnot, and we had another neighbor that we ended up meeting that lived in the same street. We became friends with him. My next friend was a little... Listen, the whole... I can talk about that later. But that summer was amazing. So that gave me 5 credits. And then my freshman year, my first semester, I failed 2 classes. So... But those 5 credits that I got before, I made up for one of them. So I was missing 5 credits after first semester, which isn't bad. Obviously, I can easily make that up, right? And then the second semester is where I just... I don't know what it was with me. It's not my intelligence level. I'm easily intelligent enough to get an A in all my, get like straight A's. But the problem is I'm just too lazy. Like, I'm just really lazy. And I usually have the kind of mindset where I'm just okay. So for me, the bare minimum is okay. Like, it's weird. Like, I don't like getting D's, but I'm completely okay with them because they get me 5 credits. So it's like, whatever's going to get me a diploma. Like, to me, I think, like, I like to, I usually, I like to work smarter, not harder. But a lot, most of the time, I just like to not work at all. But the mindset I kind of have, at least I have had in high school so far, is how can I do the least amount of work and still get by? And it's a really bad mindset. Like, I'm not gonna, that's a terrible mindset. And a really bad ideology that it's okay to just do that, you know? And what's really fascinating about it is how I recognize it, and I point out, and I realize, and I come to the realization, like, I know, like, it's not even just like I'm not, you know, like, I'm self-conscious enough to know that I'm making, that I have a bad mentality, yet I still do it. Like, it's weird. I don't know, dude. I'm so lazy. I don't like school at all. The only part of school that I like is obviously the social time. So being around other kids, not being bored, right? I mean, that's, you know, just really hang out with my friends, you know? That's because honestly, school is kind of like a prison. Like, you're not allowed to do that much. There's usually, like, in my school, there's fairly strict rules. There's rules that, in my opinion, are just unnecessary. You know, you can't, I don't know, it's kind of like prison, like, in a way. Like, if you ask a prisoner, you know, what's the difference, like, what's, you know, how similar is school and prison, they'll tell you that there's not a bunch of differences, right? Obviously, then, you know, one, you have freedom, and one, you don't. I mean, you have the freedom to do whatever you want in school, just not without, you know, repercussions, right? So I can call a gay dude a faggot in front of a gay teacher and get suspended for it, right? Or get expelled for it, or whatever. Or I can commit assault and battery against another student and get expelled, right? Like, I can do that. I'm like, nobody's gonna stop me from doing that. I can do that. Like, you know what I mean? But, well, actually, that's a fucking terrible example, because you're not actually free to do that. It's a law. Let me use a better example. So the faggot thing, right? I don't know. That'd probably be bad. Okay. Let's say I said fuck school, right? And I was just going around the campus yelling fuck school, fuck the teachers. They're all terrible teachers. Fuck the rules. The rules are terrible. Fuck the principal. He's a terrible principal. And let's say I get expelled, right? I'm allowed to do that. It's freedom of speech. Like, that's I'm allowed to do that, but they also have the right to expel me or suspend me for that or whatever. So I can do whatever I want legally, but not without repercussions. You know what I mean? And I don't even know how I got onto this, but anyway. Yeah, so second semester of freshman year, I failed all my classes. I had straight Fs. So that set me back quite a bit. And then my first semester of sophomore year was, I think it was pretty bad. I think I failed like two or three classes again. It was pretty disappointing. And then I went into my second semester. I started ditching in like second semester of my freshman year. That was like the first time I ever really started ditching in school. But I started ditching Spanish, my Spanish class, my seventh period Spanish class in second semester of my sophomore year or this year or whatever. Because I was just fed up with it. I was tired of it. And I just really wanted to go home a lot of the time. And I couldn't stand being at school. And eventually I ended up having some talks with my counselor. And it wasn't really regarding the Spanish thing, but just, long story short, I ended up dropping my Spanish. Because I guess what my counselor was thinking was, if you drop your Spanish, then that means you can pass all your other classes easier, right? And you won't get the credits for Spanish, but It's better to get credits for 5 classes than to get credits for 3 because you have 6. You know what I mean? And I feel bad because despite only having 5 classes as a fucking sophomore, I still ended up failing 2 of them. And one of them I almost passed, which is kind of a shame. But literally I only failed that because I was too lazy to do my final. And my final was, I don't even think it was that hard, but I was just too lazy to do it. And I failed. Straight up. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. So now I'm taking summer school for the 3rd time. Because I had summer school last year too, obviously after my freshman year. And then the one before my freshman year. So here I am taking summer school for the 3rd time. And this, it's only the 2nd time to make up credits. And I ended up getting, I thought I was going to get math, but I ended up getting world history. And, it's been good so far. I've been in for a week, and then today's Monday, so a week and 6 days. And it's kind of just like normal school for the most part. Like, my teacher's really chill and the class is easy, so I got lucky. Yeah. Anyway, more about me. Again, I'm 16. My birthday's in January. I don't have my driver's license. I want one. Like, okay, so a while ago, like, I didn't really want to drive because I thought it was dangerous, and I was kind of scared of, you know, fucking up and being around, you know, hundreds of other people that could potentially crash into me, right? Or I could crash into them, and I could, you know, whatever. Like, it's just kind of scary. I don't want to die in a car crash kind of shit. And now I really want a driver's license so I can go around and do the shit I want and, you know, pick up friends and stuff and drive around and be lit. So it's kind of weird. I haven't really worked on it, though, to be honest. Hopefully I can do that, but I don't know. It'll take a while. My hobbies and stuff, like things I'm passionate about and things I like. I love sports, not really sports in general, but, well, I mean, I like sports in general, but obviously my main 2 sports are football and basketball. My favorite sport's basketball. It used to be football, but over the course of the past couple years, I definitely like basketball more. I don't know what it is. I like playing basketball more, watching it more. I don't know. I like the culture of basketball more. The NBA, listen, I love the NBA. I like the NFL too. I like football, right? But I'm just kind of a basketball dude, you know. I love music. My heart and soul belongs to music. I owe everything to music. It's kind of depressing, and I get made fun of it for a long time. I've been made fun of it quite a bit, and it's really just a meme at this point. And I know I'm gonna catch shit for this, but my favorite music artist is XXXTentacion. Obviously he's not, you know, current. I mean, he's not currently. He's dead now. He's deceased. But he still is my favorite. He changed the way I look at a lot of things. He kind of changed my perspective. He helped me relax, meditate in a way. He helped me kind of comfort me through times that were, you know, obviously, you know, rough times in high school, you know, times where I'm just sad or not feeling it or whatever. And, you know, listening to X makes me feel better, or in some cases makes me feel worse because, you know, his music's depressing and, or at least not all of it, but some of it, right? And his music was, he's just a very influential figure on me and a lot on, obviously, on a lot of others too. And yeah, I believe tomorrow, I think today's June 17th or like June 16th or something like that. I believe tomorrow is the 1 year. I don't want to call it an anniversary, but, you know, 1 year ago, tomorrow would have been the day that X died, right? Got shot. I don't know. I'm not usually the type of person to, like, because I remember when he first died, you know, you got ex-fans, because I have a friend that lives, that like, is a huge ex-fan, right? You know, me and her, we could probably argue for hours about who's a bigger ex-fan, but, she would post stuff like, you know, like let's say it's June, right? So let's say July 18th, a month after, she would post like, you know, oh, 1 month without you or whatever, like rest in peace, you know, and she'd do the 2 months, 3 months without you. I think she did 10 months without you. And I'm just like, I'm not saying that like it's stupid, but the thing is nobody really cares, you know, like there's not going to be a lot of people that really care if it's been 10 months without them. So like, why post it? You know what I mean? Not that people have to care, but just my mindset is just kind of like, you know, I don't know, like it's not really going to do anything for me. It'll make it public that I, you know, miss him dearly. But I'm thinking about posting the 1 year thing. I've never posted it like any of the month things, but you know, I'm thinking about posting the 1 year thing, but I know people are going to slide up and say shit. But I don't know. It's whatever. But I, on those days, like on historic days like this, at least historic for like X, I do like put stuff in my memories for like Snapchat, but I don't really actually post stuff, because like it's just not really my thing, you know. So yeah, he's like my idol, big figure in my life, very influential. I could talk more about him later, but you know, obviously we're not gonna go too in depth, I don't think, about me. I don't know, I don't even know how long this podcast is gonna be. I want to make it an hour long. I want that to be the goal for all my podcasts, is to make it at least an hour long. But I don't know. What else? Man, I don't. Oh yeah. So, kind of goes along with music. I like making music. I do have a SoundCloud, and I do have songs on there. I'm not gonna shout it out, at least not yet. I do, the main thing about music that I, well, see, the, okay, so I actually, so like, I make beats, right? Obviously there's genres in music, and my main genre is like the genre of music, like of beats and stuff, like instrumentals that I make, is like rap or like hip hop or whatever, you know, or like trap. That's what it is. It's called trap. I don't know why it's called trap, but yeah, it's the genre of music I make, for, you know, when I make beats and stuff, or if I'm making a song or whatever. And I actually plan on making an album this summer. I haven't started, but I have a bunch of beats that I haven't made, but that are produced by other people. And I don't know, that's another thing that too, along with being lazy, like when it comes to music, like I love to make songs, right? But I'm just too lazy. Like that's why I do have one project that's like an EP. It's about sad shit, about heartbreak and stuff. And that, it's a 5-song EP, and it took me probably, I mean, I wasn't working on it like every day, but I was probably working on it for like a month or two, a couple months, like at least a few months, because I just would get too lazy. I'd work on it a little bit and then I would get lazy, you know? But I had like a couple songs recorded for like a long time, like done. And I just, they were just sitting there. I don't have any good, like music software or anything like that. So I actually had to use GarageBand on my phone, and it's pretty shitty. But I'm like a fucking pro with GarageBand. Like I am a straight up pro with that shit. Like I really actually know how to use that. And it's kind of crazy. I don't know. Like I've been using it for so long, but, yeah, I love producing music. I actually don't have any headphones right now, which is just fucking terrible. Like it's just, it, like, words, like, literally, like, actually cannot explain how upset I am that I don't have headphones. Like, it's so upsetting, and it's such a mood killer. Like, I really wish I had headphones, but, yeah, I don't have headphones. I love video games. There's another thing, too. I play video games. The video games I play right now are, like, 2K. I played Madden a while ago. Madden 19. I used to play Madden 19. I don't really play it anymore. I play Madden... What's it called? Not Madden. I play Fortnite, but I've been playing it a lot less recently, but I played it a bit today. And there's, like, this event going on, and, like, you can get this wrap for free, and I've been trying to get it because it looks cool. But I used to play Fortnite a lot. Like, that's the thing about the past couple of years is I've been playing Fortnite, you know, I've been playing Fortnite since the beginning of November of 2017. So I've been playing Fortnite for a while. And I took a little break, like, at the end of Season 5, all the way up to, like, you know, a couple weeks into Season 7, and I started playing again, right? And, I mean, listen, to me, Season 9 is kind of shit. Battle Pass is bad. I don't like the map. The game's getting kind of boring. It's getting kind of stale. They need to do something. They need to change the map or something. And I mean, like, change the map. Like, change the entire map. Or at least half the map. Like, they need to make some huge changes to the map. Yeah, I play Fortnite. I don't really play it, but I have Battlefield 4 installed. Or actually, I don't. Now that I think about it, I did delete it. Recently, I bought Rainbow Six. I've played it before, but it was a long time ago, so I'm kind of, like, restarting. But I do have Rainbow Six. And I do play that a lot. I haven't played it, like, over a week, because I've been playing, like, 2K19, and, like, you know, it's just been kind of crazy. I don't really play GTA a lot, like, hardly at all, but I do have it downloaded, because it takes forever to download, and I just don't like to delete it. That's another thing, too. I don't like going out and getting discs, even though it would be more beneficial, because I could hold, you know, obviously more of my storage, but I just like to download things off the PlayStation Store, and it just takes up so much room in my storage, and I end up having to, like, let's say I get a new game, and I have no storage, I have to, like, pick and choose which game I'm going to delete. And it's always a hard decision because they all take so long to, you know, download that I just don't want to have to go through it again. So, yeah. What else? I used to skate. I wasn't really, like, I didn't really do tricks or anything. I could do, like, an old school kickflip and, like, some other, I don't know. I couldn't really do anything. But I still skated and stuff. You know, I used it to get around, whatever. But I sold it recently. I got money for it. I don't remember what I used the money on, but it was probably Fortnite. I'm not addicted to Fortnite now. But for a while I was addicted to Fortnite. Not really necessarily in recent history, but, well, I mean, I don't know. Whatever. What else? I'm trying to think. I played like Little League kinda type football when I was in like 6th and 7th grade. And it was all right. It was fun. And then when I was a freshman, I was on the freshman basketball team for my school. That was pretty fun. I was going to try out this year and, you know, obviously be on JV or whatever. But I had the grades. I had a 2.0. I had good grades. And then, like, a week before, they all just fell apart. And I ended up going below a 2.0. And I didn't even try out because that wasn't worth it. It's a waste of my time. I'm not going to try out when I, you know, obviously can't even fucking play because I'm not allowed to. So, yeah, that sucks. But it's whatever. So now it's just like I'm at the point where because I'm not going to actually because I'm probably not going to pass high school because I just didn't do good. You know, obviously I had a terrible second semester freshman year and I had, you know, fairly bad, I had pretty bad semesters here my sophomore year. I'm kind of at the point where I'm so far behind in credits that the only way for me to make them up is to do this online class thing. And I could just do it. I could do it full time, and I have to work really hard and stuff. Or I can go to Granite, or go to my school, go to my high school, and do the online class, and then have another 5 normal classes with it. And I just don't want to go through that. You know, I just really don't want to go through that. That sounds terrible. And I just really want to drop out. Honestly, like, I really do want to drop, because I kind of want to make a career out of making beats, not making music and like lyricizing over beats, but making the beat itself. I want to make a career out of that. I enjoy it. It's something I'm good at. You know, I could obviously get a lot better, but I'm good at. I spent the money on editing software or whatever, music program that I could actually make, you know, a lot higher quality beats and stuff on it. I think I could actually make a career off of it. But the problem is I have school in my way, and if I'm not productive in school and it's just taking up time from potentially getting better and putting effort into other stuff for my future, then why am I even going to school? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where I'm at. That's my perspective on it. And honestly, dude, one more bad semester, like, I'm already pretty much fucked, but one more bad semester, and I don't see what the point is. Like, I don't know why I'd even still be going, you know what I mean? Like, I might as well just drop out, but I can't, like, legally drop out. I'm pretty sure I have to, like, take, like, if I wanted to, I don't think you can actually legally drop out, like, unless you're 18, obviously. But by then it'd just be too late. Like, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Cause I need time to grow a following and stuff like that for beats and stuff. And, you know, if I were to do it when I was 18, I wouldn't have enough time. But I also recently got into streaming. Now, I haven't streamed any time recently, cause I just kind of procrastinate. I'm too lazy. I don't want to do the stream, you know? But I don't have a lot of followers. If you want to go follow me on Twitch, my Twitch is Semper Fi, or whatever. And the Semper, it's S-E-M-P-E-R-R-R. There's 3 R's. I don't know why I did that. Well, I kind of had to. I don't know. I wanted the name Semper, but it was taken or some shit like that. So I got Semper Fi, F-I, Semper Fi. You probably recognize that from... Or maybe you recognize that from a saying that, like, Marines or, like, military people do. Which it means, like, always loyal or something like that. Or always faithful, whatever. I just got it from, like, Call of Duty, you know? Which I didn't get it from the Marines or anything. I didn't. If you guys know what Phase Temper is, I didn't copy Temper. Even though it does sound like that, I'm not gonna lie. Now, the 3 R's I did kind of copy from him. But that's besides the point. Yeah, honestly, that's just about it. There's not a lot else to explain to me. I was born in the United States. I live in the United States. I was born in California. There's not much else to say about that, honestly. That's me in a nutshell. What else? There's gotta be something else to think of. There's gotta be something else. I love shoes. I don't have an amazing shoe collection, but it's decent. It's all right. I have 2 pairs of Jordans. I have Air Forces. You know, I have multiple pairs of nice Vans. So I have a bunch of basketball shoes. I have, like, Curry 2s, Curry 3s, Curry 4s, Kyrie 3s, PG 1s. I wear slides a lot. Because I'm just too lazy. I guess not a thing too. I'm just too lazy to put on shoes a lot of the time. So I'll just wear slides. And slides are comfortable. I dress like a bum a lot of the time. But, like, I'm not poor. Like, I'm pretty wealthy. That's another thing too that I think everybody's going to have to take into consideration. I am living under my parents' household and living under my parents', you know, control and whatever. So, you know, obviously I'm doing this podcast right now, but like I can't just go out and do whatever I want, right? So I'm still a kid. Like, you know, you have to realize that, like, I'm going to try and come out with, I'm going to try and make a podcast like every week, you know, like once every week. If, you know, more if I can, but probably only a week. I mean, once a week, just because there's just not a lot of topics to talk about, you know? But I have a bunch of NBA topics that we could talk about, or that I could talk about with other people, when I bring other people onto the podcast, which hopefully they're down. Hopefully, I would hope. What else? I love YouTube. I wanted to be a YouTuber, but I don't think I can be. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. But I love YouTube. I don't watch TV. I watch YouTube. Like, that's pretty much how I am, you know? Yeah. I live at two houses. My mom's house, my dad's house. My dad's house has the PS4 and all the gaming shit and whatnot. My mom's house doesn't really have anything. So, and actually, fun, and the thing about my mom, the thing about my dad's house is just me and my dad, and that's pretty much it. And at my mom's house, there's me, my brother, my stepbrother, my stepdad, and my mom. And so there's no place, like I don't want to just be doing a podcast and talking in the middle of the house, like in my room or something, or in the kitchen, because like in the living, you know, because it's just awkward. Like you don't do a podcast around other people that aren't going to be in the podcast, or at least not family members, you know. It's just kind of like, I mean, even if someone else was willing to do that, I'm not willing to do that. So I'm literally, and I mean this, like I'm being as literal as possible, I'm literally inside of my mom's truck recording this podcast, because it's quiet here. There's no one else around. Nobody can hear me, right? So we're good. Yeah. That's just about it. Growing up, I've always been kind of a bad kid in school. Like, I don't know, just bad behavior. Like, I always had bad behavior. I was always hyper. Like, I was always just trying to be the class clown. And I always was a class clown. Usually, you know, and I don't know, it's, for some reason, it's just, like, in my DNA, like, to be class clown. It's not really been like that the past couple years, in high school. Like, whenever I got, like, ever since I got to high school, it hasn't really been like that. For some classes, it's kind of like that, and I still have flashes of that, where I'm just kind of like the class clown. But honestly, dude, for the most part, I'm really just kind of chilling, you know. I'm not really, like, I still make jokes, and I'm still kind of, you know, I'm still outlandish and you know, noisy and whatnot, but I'm not how I was in middle school and elementary school. Like, I was pretty bad in those days of my life, those days of school, you know. I've been suspended for numerous things, like threatening someone, throwing a rock at someone. That was actually like an accident, kind of, but, you know, obviously I'm still gonna get in trouble for it. Something else, I like exposed someone's nudes online one time, and that was actually this year, and I got suspended for it. I've been suspended for getting in a couple fights, and it's not like I'm a bad kid. Like, I go out and I do, like, you know, gangster stuff when I'm just simply, like, I don't know, dude, there's just something about me. Personality's a little weird, you know. It's just how it be sometimes. What else? I was gonna say something else, but I don't remember what it was. Some of my, well, I guess we could transition to some of my perspectives and stances on certain stuff are, like, for example, abortion. So usually for abortion, there's like pro-life and pro-choice, right? Pro-choice being like you're okay with getting abortions, and pro-life being you don't like abortions and you believe the baby should be born no matter what, you know, pro-life. For me, I'm kind of in the middle. And that may seem boring or whatever. And you know, standard and just whatever. But genuinely, like, as far as killing a baby goes, to me, if the baby doesn't know it's being killed, and the baby has no consciousness, and it hasn't really experienced life, I get that it's cruel, but when you're the mother, if the mother's life is in danger, abort the baby. The baby is not worth more than the mother's life, because you can simply go out and have another baby. Now, I get it. It's not the same person, and that other person is gone forever. I get it. All right, it's fucked up. But what if the mom died? What if the mom simply doesn't want to have a child? You know, you can say, oh, they're irresponsible. They didn't use a condom. You know, let's say they didn't use a condom. They weren't on birth control or anything. They just kind of, just her and her partner or whatever were just being irresponsible, whatever. I don't think you should be forced to have a kid. I just don't think you should. I don't think you should be forced, even if you fucked up, right? I don't think you should be forced to have a kid. Now, maybe if you did it more than once, like maybe if you ended up fucking up again and you just end up having another abortion, it's like, okay, what the fuck? You know, the thing about abortions is it's not like they're free. You know, it's not like you can just go in and just, hey, I don't want this kid anymore. You know, get out of me. And it's like, okay, we'll take you. No, like, you have to pay for that shit, you know? So it's not like, you know, and I don't want to put, like, a price tag on human lives, but it's not like, you know, they're just killing babies just, you know, for nothing, right? You know, they're, it costs money and, you know, a lot of consideration goes into it. But, and so that's kind of my stance there. But also, there's the life version, the pro-life. And I do think that, you know, once you get far enough along in the abortion, like once you get past the first trimester, I don't know how those work, but I've heard of it before. And all I know is that, you know, the first trimester is obviously the kind of beginning stages of pregnancy. But once you get past the first trimester, I feel like you just shouldn't abort it at that point. Like, that's just fucked. Because, I don't know. I don't think it's right to kill babies, but if the mother doesn't want to have a kid, I don't know. That's the thing. I'm torn. Like, I see both sides, and I agree with both sides to some extent. So really, I don't know. I don't have like one definitive direction that I lean towards when it comes to abortion, but that's just kind of how I am with that. Marijuana, that's another one. I kind of did want to get to this. I wanted to talk about it. So as far as weed goes, right, I think there are some benefits. I've done research, and I feel like a lot of the stuff I read is bullshit. Like, whether it's pro-marijuana or against marijuana, I just feel like a lot of the shit I read is bullshit. I feel like a lot of it is. When it's saying it's good for you, I feel like it's bullshit. When it's saying it's bad for you, I feel like it's bullshit. Because it just seems, I don't know, it's like, why are people so against it if there's this many benefits? And why are people so with it if there's this many bad things? You know what I mean? So I feel like there's something that I just don't know about it. I had never smoked weed or never gotten high, up until this year, my sophomore year, but it was a while ago. It was probably in like October, September, November, or December, something like that. Sometime around there, that I had taken a few big hits off a wax pen. And I got pretty high, that's my first time ever being high. I had taken hits off wax pens before that, a couple times, like once or twice, But I had never gotten high because I didn't fucking know what I was doing and I didn't know how to inhale correctly. I had told myself that I was never going to buy drugs. I would, you know, I would do weed, but it wouldn't be like an everyday thing or anything like that. I wouldn't be super consistent and I wouldn't buy it and whatnot, you know. Despite myself, because I had started smoking it fairly consistently, but I can only get it with my friends, or I can only like get it from my friends, right? I just use my friend's wax pen, right? And that was just kind of how it worked. So like, really, if he didn't have it that day, or if I didn't feel like getting high, then I just wouldn't get high, right? Or if I did and he had it, and I felt like it, then yeah, we'd do it. And that was kind of the limits, you know. I was limited as far as. So I ended up getting enough money, ended up gathering money and whatnot, and I bought a battery and I ended up buying a cartridge off of one of my best friends, who's kind of an expert in weed for the most part, and I trust him. And yeah, I ended up buying my own drugs. What I told myself I don't want to do. Now, I'm not a stoner, right? Like, I don't think I would consider myself a stoner. But I do get high on a consistent basis. Like, I would say I get high, like, at least once every 3 days. I want to say, like, once every 3 or 4 days. Maybe once every 5 days. Like, there are times where I go, like, a while without doing it. But for sure, I've been doing a pretty decent amount recently. I got high today, but I didn't get like super high, but I got high today. And I'll probably even get high tonight, honestly. But yeah, it's kind of become something that I'm not addicted to, but I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe I am. I don't know if you can get addicted. Well, I'm sure you could probably get addicted to doing anything, honestly, but, that was one of my biggest worries, is I don't want to get addicted to anything. I don't want to have a dependency on anything. And I don't want to go through withdrawals if I stop smoking it for like a week and a half or 2 weeks. I don't want to go through that. So I've been trying to keep it to a minimum, but this is kind of the start. I bought it. I probably only had my wax pen and my battery and my cartridge for like, fuck, dude, I've probably only had it for like maybe a month. Yeah, I've probably had it for a month. Maybe even more than that. Maybe less. I don't know. And I've done it a decent amount. I went to a party like a little over a week ago. And I got fucking... I was stoned like the whole day. Like the whole night pretty much. From like 7 o'clock p.m. all the way like, you know, until I like went to sleep. I was pretty much stoned. And honestly, dude, like, I think I'll be fine, but I think there's a chance I get addicted, or like a chance that I end up kind of getting a little bit dependent on it. I've been told not to smoke it alone because it gives people depression. It makes them get bad thoughts or whatnot, and it makes me like sad or whatever, like feel lonely, but I haven't really gotten that effect. I've just, like, I usually, whenever I get high and I'm alone and I'm just like I'm at, you know, my house or whatever, like, I enjoy myself, you know, like, it's not like I'm sitting there, you know, depressed as fuck. Like, I enjoy myself. Like, I think one of my favorite things about, smoking weed, honestly, one of my favorite things about it, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but one of my favorite, like, top three favorite things about it is it helps me sleep. Now, I don't have insomnia or anything. I'm sure I sleep fine. Like, I sleep fine. But just how easily I can just drift off to sleep while high is, like, insane to me. Like, it's insane. Like, just how easily I can do that. Which is, like, one of the reasons why I really like weed. Obviously, there's medical marijuana. I don't know. I've never smoked any of that. The only thing I've ever smoked is wax. Which is like this kind of like honey-like material with like THC in it. I don't know how exactly how it works. I'm not a weed expert. I don't know anything about it. I just I just know how to hit my wax pen and get high. All right, that's it. I just like having a good time. And when I do smoke, I don't get, like, super fucked. Like, I don't get, like, absolutely shit-faced. Like, I just get pretty high. And, yeah, I'm pretty fucked up. But I'm not, like, unconscious fucked up, you know? Like, I can still generally do things and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't really do nicotine. I have taken hits off of vapes and Juuls and stuff. And, you know, they're cool. I don't love them. But I like how I can hit them, and I'm not, like, when I hit a wax pen, I'm gonna feel the effect of that for an hour or 2 or 3 hours, depending on how much I hit it, and the voltage and stuff. But when it comes to, like, Juuls, what I like about Juuls and vapes and, like, nicotine type stuff is, like, I can get domed and, like, just be domed and, like, you know, get that feeling, that nicotine rush and feeling for, like, you know, not even that long, right? It doesn't fuck me up for long term. If you get the right flavor, they usually taste good, which is cool. But they can burn your throat quite a bit, which I don't really like about them. But yeah, nicotine. I don't do nicotine a lot. Definitely, I don't plan on it. I don't think I'm ever gonna buy a vape. Like, maybe I will, but yeah. I might, but I'm not gonna. Like, I have a couple friends that are kind of addicted to it. And you know, I'm not gonna, like, you know, try and change their ways, you know, that's what they do. But, yeah, I have a friend, you know, and I have a couple friends. Like, I have, like, my three best friends, Torin, Ernie, Derek, right? Those are, like, my main three, like, best friends in the world. And I love them all to death. And Torn and Ernie is the guy who I bought my shit from and who started smoking weed and really kind of got me into it. I mean, I also kind of got myself into it. He got Torn into it as well. And Torn ended up buying his own shit before I bought my own shit. But I had smoked, like, more before, I had smoked weed before Torn did. So yeah, me and Torn are kind of beginners. Ernie's kind of the expert, the veteran guy who kind of knows a lot about it. And then you got Derek, who doesn't do it at all, who's never done it before and despises it and doesn't like that I do it. And yeah, that's pretty much that. I mean, Derek, what he likes to call it, the dark side. And I used to call it that as well, but basically they'll you know, he'll yeah. And listen, I feel bad for Derek because I told him I'd never buy it, and I ended up buying it, and he doesn't want me to do it. I don't know if he doesn't want me to do it, but he's obviously not, like, in favor of me doing it, or Ernie or Torin. And now that, you know, some of his best friends, you know, some of his friends have just kind of started smoking weed, and one of his other friends wants to do it, one of his good friends already does do it, a couple of his good friends already do it, and even his older brother does it, but he doesn't, yeah, obviously he doesn't do it. I don't think he plans on doing it. I really doubt that Derek will never smoke weed. I think Derek will eventually smoke weed at some point in his life. He probably won't become a stoner, like, you know, do hardcore shit or anything like that, but I think he'll do it, you know, at least once in his life. And, you know, maybe it'll change his... I don't know. As far as weed killing brain cells, and I believe it does affect, you know, your learning and stuff like that. I've been fine, but I'm sure, you know, long term it probably... It fucked up your memory. I learned that. So I take caution. I don't do it too much. I've been doing it more recently. I've been doing it probably a little bit too much recently. But I don't do it, you know, as a whole so far. I haven't done it, like, you know, overly, you know. What else? Global warming. I don't know anything about it. I don't give a fuck. What else? I don't know. But yeah, We're on 55 minutes now. Yeah, I don't know. We've been going for a while now. What else? I'm trying to think. That's pretty much it. I mean, there's obviously you'll get to know me. You get to know me better. As I do more podcasts and stuff. But yeah. That's pretty much it. I do make offensive jokes sometimes. I can be an offensive guy. It's all jokes, though. You know, I don't necessarily mean to offend anybody, but they are funny. Usually, the jokes are funny. My friends are like that too, so you know, it'd be like that. But me and Torin love talking about weed. Like, I don't know what it is, but me and him like talking about it. And hitting our shit and whatnot. But yeah, it helps me go to sleep. I usually have fun with it. I haven't had trouble doing it by myself. Obviously doing it with other people. One thing I have noticed, though, I'm kind of stingy when it comes to my wax pen. Like, I don't like a lot of other people hitting it. And I don't know, dude, like, there's just, like, when, I don't know, like, I just don't like sharing with a lot of people. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I think that's pretty much it for this podcast, my first podcast. It was probably fairly boring, because there's not multiple people, and, you know, I wasn't really being funny. I was just kind of explaining myself and you know, whatever. Now I won't completely defend weed and be like, oh, well, it's perfectly fine for you. There's a bunch of benefits and not that many cons. I'll be honest, weed, you probably just shouldn't do it. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it at all, but if you're gonna do weed, it you should literally probably only do it, like, you know, a couple times a month, maybe less than that, maybe like 3 times a month. If that, you know, obviously if you have to do drug tests, you're fucked, you know. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm like 5'11", 5'10", five, I don't know. We're like 140, so I'm pretty skinny. I'm kind of tall. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Again, I think I'm gonna try and make podcasts, you know, every week if I can. That's what I said about streaming, though. I said I would stream, you know, as much as I can. And I haven't streamed in like 3 fucking weeks. Maybe less, probably less than that, but still, I haven't streamed in a long time. And, I should probably start getting onto that. But yeah, it's been Seth. It's been nice talking to you guys, but podcast is over.